Hello, my name is Boboya James Edmond, the Chief Executive Officer of the Institute of Social Policy Research and the Policy and Political Analyst in South Sudan. I would want to make a quick reaction towards the news of the renewed sanction and army embargo in South Sudan by the UN Security Council yesterday. For us in civil society, we welcome the renewal of this sanction and arms embargo because the situation in South Sudan has not improved. Therefore, we as actors who are calling for peace take note and welcome the decision by the UN, United Nations Security Council, to renew the sanctions on South Sudan under the Resolution 2821, extending the arms embargo and asset freezes, and also the issue of travel bans on designated individuals until 31st of May 2027. I also, together with other civil society, take note that the continued complementarity measures by the United Nations and the United States, including targeted visa restrictions on senior government officials accused of undermining peace efforts, corruption, and obstructing democratic processes, as well as the European Union ongoing restrictions on arms and the related military support, are things that we call it more significant and also timely. We also, as civil society, while we note that sanctions are often a subject of debate, I want to say this more openly, that civil society in South Sudan recognizes that these measures reflect the continued concern of the international community regarding governance deficits, persistent violence, and also where you talk about corruption, which is more pandemic right now, and the slow pace of the meaningful reforms in South Sudan for many years, especially since the signing of the peace agreement in 2018. I also want to say that we are more happy to hear this news because we acknowledge the concerns raised by some stakeholders regarding the impact of sanctions on state capacity, for example. However, we believe that the most sustainable path towards this process lies not in the renewal of accountability measures in isolation, but in demonstration of progress towards inclusive governance in South Sudan and respect for human rights and genuine implementation of peace agreement commitments. Those are the key that can get this sanction lifted. We therefore urge the government of South Sudan to take deliberate, concrete, and verifiable steps to improve governance practices. This includes strengthening transparency and accountability in public financial management, ending corruption and misuse of public resources, ensuring an inclusive political environment, accelerating credible election preparations, and taking decisive actions to halt violence and protect civilians across all the regions of South Sudan. We emphasize that only through good, inclusive, and accountable governance will South Sudan be able to build a confidence necessary for eventual lifting of sanctions by the United Nations Security Council. The renewal of these measures should be seen not as an end in itself, but a clear opportunity and incentives for renewal, a renewed commitment to reforms and national healing. We reaffirm our commitment as civil society supporting peace process, stability, and democratic governance in South Sudan. And we call on all stakeholders to prioritize the well-being of the South Sudanese people above the narrow political interests. With this, you begin to see changes occurring starting from June 2026 towards the end of the renewal of the sanction. So it's up to the government of South Sudan now to live to its own responsibility by talking about sovereignty of the people and promoting human rights and the fundamental good governance practices, and also ending violence in South Sudan. Those are the things that we want to call the government of South Sudan to take actions more seriously with a bit of honesty and high level of political will transparently. Thank you very much.